And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky, 69 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight, a high around 88. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. News is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In Western Iowa news, federal, state, and local officials this week will begin damage assessments of homes impacted by flooding along the Missouri River. Joyce Flynn with the Iowa Emergency Management Division says the inspection teams will include representatives from her office, as well as FEMA and the Small Business Administration.
As you can imagine, this is causing some different dynamics to do that assessment. So they're actually trying to gather some coordinate information. And this will actually be an aerial assessment at this time because many of those homes are inundated with water.
The assessments will begin tomorrow in Monona, Harrison, Pottawatomie Mills, and Fremont counties. Flynn says an assessment of homes in Woodbury County will be conducted later. The work will help state officials who are seeking federal funding to assist Iowans in repairing or rebuilding their homes.
There are different degrees of damage, and if a home sits in a lot of water for a couple of months, regardless if it's got 8 feet of water or 3 feet of water, it's probably going to be pretty much destroyed after it sits in the water that long.
State officials currently estimate more than 500 homes, mostly in rural Iowa, have major damage or have been destroyed in the Missouri River flooding. KJAN News Time is 8:02.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Trane dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
The Iowa Department of Transportation says it will delay the installation of a flood wall along parts of U.S. Highway 30. The work closure had been scheduled to begin this morning at 8:30 west of Missouri Valley. Because of the delay, the road will remain open to travel today. The department says floodwater is still filling the basin that extends north and south of the highway, but it appears to be leveling off. Water has stabilized south of the highway and is only rising slightly to the north. Department officials say they'll notify the public of any future flood work along Highway 30 after the department further assesses the site conditions. Hundreds of tributaries that feed the congested Missouri River face a greater than normal flood risk this summer because of water levels that have kept smaller rivers from draining. Flood experts and emergency officials say backed up water channels in South Dakota and Missouri have already caused flooding at points where they meet the Missouri River. In Hamburg, work crews are keeping close watch on the Nishnabotna River to their east as they battle the Missouri River from the west. Hydrologists say tributary backups generally do not stretch more than a few miles from the point where the rivers meet. But with floodwaters expected to stay through at least August, forecasters say the lesser-known tributaries could pose a significant threat as well if Missouri River flows increase or an intense storm strikes. Elsewhere in state news, crews have recovered the body of a swimmer who dove into a central Iowa lake and never resurfaced. The victim was a man in his 20s. Authorities have not yet released his identity. Story County Sheriff Paul Fitzgerald says emergency crews were called to the lake at Hickory Grove Park, southwest of Colo, at around 4 p.m. Monday. Fitzgerald says the missing swimmer and others had been jumping from a paddle boat into the water. He says the others reported the man dove into the water but did not resurface. Diving crews found the man's body about 5 hours later. A company that helps businesses find employees is trying to recruit native Iowans who have moved away back to the state. Manpower spokesperson Kathy Jablinski says the program is designed to specifically help companies that are having a hard time filling certain openings.
So we created this Welcome Home to Iowa program, which really focuses on recruiting talent back to the state and letting people know that there are amazing jobs here in Iowa at all different levels, and really focused on bringing our talent back to the state.
Iowa has one of the lowest unemployment rates in the U.S., and more baby boomers will be retiring soon.
That means that there are fewer workers that are going to be in that working age. As a matter of fact, we have 18,000 people leaving the working age in the state of Iowa by 2013. So it's a very alarming number.
Manpower launched the Welcome Home to Iowa program last November, recruiting former Iowans back to the state through a combination of social media and word of mouth. Jablinski says many Iowa natives are interested in moving back, but they don't believe the job they're looking for will be available.
So our job is to match them up with employers that have those needs, as well as provide support to that candidate in moving back.
Manpower agencies across the state have partnered with chambers of commerce and businesses in the recruitment effort. Jablinski says engineers and skilled trades people are especially in high demand in Iowa. We hear a lot these days about how many children are going hungry in this country, but a new campaign aims to raise awareness about low-income senior citizens who routinely skip meals or buy poor quality food in order to survive. Joanne Jenkins, president of the AARP Foundation, says Iowa is among the better states for an elderly person to live, according to a new study.
Well, Iowa ranks 41st out of 50 states who face the threat of senior hunger, which means that there are roughly 4% or 3.95% of seniors in the state who face the threat of hunger every day.
Through the national effort called Drive to End Hunger, Jenkins says Iowans can help to tackle the problem.
We want to really engage people at all levels, whether you're an individual who can make a donation to our drivetoendhunger.org website or bring food or volunteer at one of your local food banks, or if you're a corporation, we want you to join with us.
The study finds more than 6 million Americans over the age of 60 are facing the threat of hunger daily. That number is expected to increase by 75% by the year 2025.
These statistics are from the latest research from Meals on Wheels, who conducts their survey. Meals on Wheels is one of the organizations who actually goes out and delivers a nutritional hot meal to seniors across this country, and so we use their statistics for this information.
Whether you give $5 or $5,000 or have 5 minutes or 5 hours to volunteer, she says every bit counts. And again, for more information, you can surf the web to www.drivetoendhunger.org. A 17-year-old Altoona boy suffered only cuts and bruises after being run over by a train. The teen told Des Moines police he'd been drinking at a music festival when he blacked out Sunday night. Two Iowa Interstate Railroad engineers told police they were traveling over a river bridge just before 11 p.m. when they spotted something laying between the rails. When they realized it was a person, they put on the emergency brake. The engine and first car rolled over the teen before the train came to a stop. Police say the boy was taken to a hospital, suffering from cuts to the back of his head and a bruise on his thigh. The railroad is pressing a trespass charge against the teen. A second man has been arrested for the alleged sexual abuse of a woman at an eastern Iowa campground. Thomas R. Honor of North Liberty was arrested Thursday on a third-degree sexual abuse charge. The alleged assault happened Sunday night at Scales Point Campground near Coralville Lake. Another man, Timothy T. Waymeyer of Conesville, was arrested on the same charge earlier this week. The alleged victim was in a camper with the two men when she fell asleep on the couch. She said that she woke up to discover Waymeyer having sex with her. A judge has ruled that a former Waterloo doctor isn't entitled to a lighter sentence for his conviction on drug charges. Mark LaVere is appealing the decision. LaVere is serving up to 100 years in prison in connection with the seizure of almost $1 million worth of methamphetamine in April of 2007. He had challenged his sentence on drug and firearms charges. LaVere claimed the court wrongly tacked years onto his sentence because guns were found in his home. He argued that the enhancement shouldn't apply because there was no evidence linking the guns to narcotics dealing. District Court Judge Richard Stossel dismissed the doctor's request in a June 7th order. And a Des Moines woman who allegedly jerked a police horse's tail in a congested downtown bar district landed in jail. Des Moines police charged 41-year-old Tanya Scott with interference with official acts early Sunday morning. Scott came up to the horse at around 1:30 a.m. as police were clearing a crowded area in front of the 101 Lounge. She allegedly grabbed the horse's tail and jerked it. Scott was taken to the Polk County Jail and released later Sunday morning. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, a car bomb and a roadside bomb have killed at least 35 people north of Baghdad. Iraqi officials say the car bomb went off near a local council building in Taji. The road bomb went off after people gathered to help victims of the first blast. Mexican Navy officials say 7 U.S. tourists missing after the boat they were on capsized in the Gulf of California could still be alive in the warm, calm water. The search has been extended. Officials say 19 of the tourists and all 16 crew members have been picked up. One man is confirmed dead. Residents of a Montana town are wondering if there will ever be a light at the end of the asbestos tunnel at one of the nation's deadliest Superfund sites. An Associated Press investigation finds the government has known for years that the wood piles at the edge of Libby were contaminated, even as residents used the chips. The public health effects remain unknown. A new report says the improvement in heart disease death rates has been slower in women than in men, and there's been too little progress in finding out why. Some symptoms of heart disease in women don't show up in standard cardiac tests, and women are more likely to die in the year after a first heart attack. And the EU says an illegal immigrants working as domestics in the European Union are often beaten, sexually abused, and overworked. At the same time, the report says they're paid a fraction of what they would be entitled to if employed legally. The Vienna-based EU Fundamental Rights Agency recommends broadened labor inspections. News time is 8:11.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
In the funeral announcement, 77-year-old Eldon McCall of Harlan died Thursday. Services for Eldon McCall will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. 76-year-old Francis Heasey of Erling died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Francis Heasey will be today at 2 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 81-year-old Mary Beth Rodicus of Harlan died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Rodicus will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 70-year-old Keith Cabbage of Bridgewater died Sunday. Funeral services for Keith Cabbage will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. 73-year-old Ross Martison of Elkhorn died Friday. Funeral services for Ross Martison will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church, with the Odie Funeral Home of Kimbleton in charge of arrangements. 98-year-old Lawrence Verrath of Greenfield died May the 30th in Fontenelle. Memorial services for Lawrence Verrath will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. And 91-year-old Mildred Millie Peterson, a longtime resident of Atlantic, died Monday at the Colonial Manor in Oneida. Services for Millie Peterson are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.